When I first hired John Benson and he started reviewing my scripts, one of the first things that he did, the first thing that he did, was he started chunking my scripts into different scenes. So it was very clear, this is the nightmare story. This is the emotional pain and bonding. This is introducing the expert scene. This is talking about the problem scene and the root cause of the problem scene. And as he began to do that, I really started to see the purpose of each chapter, and suddenly it made this long block of text so much simpler. But then he did something that changed my life. John Benson was looking at my script and he was kind of reading through the script and he's like, bro, that totally knocked me out of trance. Like, what do you mean, trance? What do you mean it knocked you out of trance? He's like, listen, there's two ways you can kind of talk to people, right? There's lecturing at people where I'm just talking at you and anybody can do that. That's all the marketing you see online today. If you're a coach, you have this problem and you do this. Lecturing is the worst way to advertise because you're just hitting them and firing at them and everyone's walls are up to block what you're saying at them. The other way is storytelling. Now, storytelling is powerful because you're completely underneath their mind, right? You're able to come in and suggest different topics and start popping off different ideas one at a time inside of there. All these guys who are lecturing online could have 10 times more powerful pitches if they just wrapped it up into a story. Stories are powerful because they put people into a state of trance. They put people into a relaxed state where suddenly ideas become suggestible to them, almost like hypnosis. Hypnotists do the exact same thing. They put you in a relaxed state of mind and they plant seeds in your subconscious mind, seeds that your subconscious will go out and begin putting to fruition. Through storytelling, you can go back into your prospect's mind and begin planting different seeds of their problem. You can begin plucking different emotional strings without attacking them. And in fact, it is the only way to get back into their subconscious mind and begin putting these new suggestions in their brain to have them start acting upon it. So whenever John was reading one of my VSLs, the most important thing that he would do is ask himself, am I in a state of trance? Did this keep me in trance or did I get knocked out of flow? Flow is another word for this. When I asked John about what trance was specifically, John said that trance is when your inner imagination becomes more real than the outer world. You know, when you start daydreaming, when you kind of get lost in space. Customers become put in trance when you finally paint a picture inside of their mind that's more real than the outside world. So as John was coming in, he was maybe looking at one of my stories, he would start fleshing out more specific details to help paint the kind of picture. Details that I thought weren't important. I was doing tiny little scenes and he was painting the scene, talking about the smell that was going on, talking about the colors and the images and how the texture felt on the walls of the house inside of the room. He told me that all my missing details, all the details that I was missing in my own story, was causing them to be unable to get into trance and unable to picture the scene in their mind. Now, when I started out, I was indifferent about, you know, lecturing or storytelling because I didn't really know. All I really cared about was what was the biggest campaigns on the planet doing. And as you begin to study, right, as you begin to study these big campaigns, you'll see stories are it. You'll see all the biggest campaigns are just the whole entire thing is one big story. It's all the benefits, all the authority figure, all the emotional pains, the root causes of the problem, the techniques wrapped up into one big picture that keeps someone into a state of trance. Whenever I'm watching VSLs today, and whenever you're watching a VSL, whenever you're reviewing it, you're just looking for the things that knock you out of trance, that knock you out of that state where you're in the pocket, in the flow, and you're sucked in. It's almost like jumping on a water slide, right? You want to have the customer jump on an inner tube and start going down a slide and they just can't get off it, right? They're just having the time of their life listening to the story. They have to see how it finishes and they're just fascinated. They're captivated by what's going on here. And getting them into a state of trance through storytelling is the way to do it. Now, I didn't learn storytelling because I just watched the video and I don't expect you to learn storytelling through this. What I did learn storytelling through is by breaking down all of the biggest campaigns. So in one of the next videos coming up, we're gonna do this massive storytelling arc breakthrough where I'm gonna show you the arc of all the biggest stories so that you can start to see in your mind how all the biggest campaigns were structured, right? Watch what they do not listen to what they say. That's one of the biggest lessons I can teach you so far. You know, and after years of doing VSLs, you kind of discover everything basically needs to be a story, right? It is the hero's journey. What Disney movie is not a story, right? What Marvel movie is not a story? Everything is a story. All the biggest movies on the planet are a story. The hero's journey from Joseph Campbell, the guy who studied thousands of years of stories passed down. He discovered all the biggest stories had the same thing in common. They go through the hero's journey, right? Specific points that all heroes have to go through. And the thing about products that have been created, they all go through specific hero's journeys in order to discover it. But honestly, one of the best ways to talk about stories is just to show you, right? I didn't become great at storytelling just because I read a bunch of books on storytelling. I became great at storytelling because I read a bunch of stories. So we're gonna put you through the works right now. We're gonna put you through the storytelling arcs. We're gonna see a bunch of stories, a bunch of stuff coming up so you can begin to see the patterns. See you there.